This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, if I had to answer that question today, there'd be a lot of things on my mind. A lot of things on my mind. Yeah. Personally, many of you have been following the story of my sister-in-law, Carrie Coastal, and her husband, Paul, who are coronavirus refugees at Travis Air Force Base in California right now. And Carrie is battling stage 4 cancer, much of which is in her back. And so it's a very, very, you know, painful time for her. She needs radiation treatment, and been a little bit of back and forth on, can you have radiation treatment while you have the potential of getting coronavirus and you're being quarantined, and how do we get you home, and, you know, best way to do it. Folks have been just moving mountains to try and get it figured out, and they are now starting to move some folks who do need medical help. So it looks like she'll be coming home sometime today. So I wanted to pass that along, because when I don't mention it, I get all kinds of texts and emails saying, what's the latest, what's happening, what's going on? One thing is, we're going to have to try and get a hold of Michael Lindell, although it's probably too late now, because there's evidently a shortage of pillows at Travis Air Force Base. Todd, can you imagine that? They have very nice accommodations. They're like...
It's not like you plan on an extra cruise ship of people just popping in. You know what it's like when company pops in uninvited.
Right. I would send somebody to, you know, Walmart.
Those aren't the same pillows that you get when you order with promo code Scott.
Well, that's true. That is true. I mean, plus you could order them and get them quick. I don't know. But anyway, that'll be one nice thing to be home and to have pillows. They have pillows, just not enough pillows. And mainly because she's in such tough shape with her back, just need a few extra, and there are none. And they still don't have their luggage. They still don't have their luggage.
Oh, no.
When did they get off the ship? On Monday? Is it Monday? Yeah, it was Monday.
All that time to get the luggage there, and they still can't pull that one off.
Right, yeah. So anyway, that's that. So that's been on my mind because Maria, her sister, my lovely wife, and I and other family members have been busy trying to just help wherever we can to try and take care of that situation best we can, because it's a tough deal for everybody. You know, my gosh, there's 1,000 crew members on that ship. There's, you know, I think in total like 3,500 people. So it's a logistical nightmare. The other thing on my mind is last night's caucus in North Dakota. I almost said primary caucus. And interesting results. They're now final. Bernie Sanders wins. Heidi Heitkamp loses. You don't see her on the actual tally, but you know, her endorsement of Joe Biden got Joe Biden a few hundred votes less than Bernie Sanders.
Whoops.
Yeah, not exactly looking too good there. 11-point loss to Kevin Cramer, and now a big loss for. Joe Biden in North Dakota.
Same back goes to the TV network, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, right. Yep. Back to the punditry. The other senators, former Democratic Senator Conrad Dorgan, Congressman Pomeroy, they all endorsed Biden too. I have a theory about the Democratic Party, what's left of it in North Dakota, and I think the Bernie Sanders victory is a prime example of you know, my theory proving out. And my theory is simply this. There's not much left of the Democratic Party. And what is left of the Democratic Party in North Dakota is that give me some free stuff. Medicare for all, I'm a victim, the Bernie Sanders crowd. Now, I know that's not a big number, obviously enough to win a caucus, but it is a little worrisome that a guy who stakes his campaign on destroying the energy industry, destroying the jobs, destroying the economy of North Dakota, gets the most votes of North Dakota. I guess North Dakota Democrats, excuse me. I guess it just says they like free stuff more than they, you know, recognize that jobs would be impacted, the economy would be impacted, which means more jobs. So I don't totally get that. Another story that hasn't got a lot of attention yet, but it may. Jeff Delzer is a rather powerful member of the Republican leadership in North Dakota. He's the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. And there was a robust contest for the nomination last night up in that district. And the outcome was one that put Jeff Delzer in last place. So Dave Nearing got 91 votes. Andall got 84, Wheeler got 70, and Delzer had 66. Now, that's District 8. So, that's a surprise for him to have finished last, no doubt about that. And he had said all along, when there was interest in that, he would go to the primary. That may be a little more difficult, given the fourth place finisher. I don't know, maybe you just rely on the name. But why did this happen? Is the question we have to ask. Well, Jeff Delzer is, now you can think this is a good thing or a bad thing. I'll leave it to you to judge. He is one of those conservative Republicans who would rather stuff money in a coffee can than he would allow it to be spent. And he's been very successful at that over the years. Now, some argue, you know, his very pessimistic view of everything, you know, sits there and hoards this money. It doesn't come back to the taxpayer in the form of a tax cut. It doesn't get invested in some other program. It just is, you know, socked away. And that has ticked a lot of people off. Certainly on the Republican side, who think more should be done there. So he's, you know, assembled lots of enemies. But ironically, this happens during a week when you sort of value a hardcore fiscal conservative. And, you know, while he makes everybody fight for every penny, you know what I mean? So it's an interesting dynamic. It certainly is. I have expressed frustration with him over the years. I thought, you know, a prime example was on-time funding for schools. You know, funding we're going to give schools anyway, but right now we have this really ridiculous deal where your payments to school systems is based on last year's enrollment, not this year's enrollment, so you're always lagging. That's dumb and causes schools to you know, have. So we know they're going to get it, and the legislature actually partially fixed it, saying we'll kind of transition back into that way and not do it all right away, but schools suffer as a result of that, and that's an example of Jeff Delzer saying, don't want to give it to schools. I want to just kind of hold it here. You know, I was critical of that. But I can see where those that like Jeff Delzer like the fact that, that you know, he takes the time to know the system very well and uses it to his advantage, and he is a fiscal conservative. Right, he's going to squeeze every living cent out of people. Chuckle. Have you seen his farm? His equipment is, you know, decades old. And well, that's a sign of a fierce conservative. It's a lot better than a fierce liberal. I'll give you that. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that situation sorts out, because that's kind of a big North Dakota story that you probably haven't heard a whole heck of a lot about as well. What else? Todd, what's your big story? What are you thinking? Is the we got a coronavirus North Dakota connection yet? Can we join the national media in creating some kind of a hysteria here and see if we can talk down our economy?
I'm sure everybody can find their own big story. I don't know that we collectively have a big story. I'm wondering if there isn't a little bit of a changing of the guard in the Democratic Party, and that's why Biden did not win North Dakota, and if it's a younger and maybe more socialist faction that's surfacing to the top.
Exactly right. You're exactly right, and I think that's been happening for a while. I think we saw some of that during DAPL. We saw that, you know.
So any endorsement from Heidi, any endorsement from Conrad, Dorgan, et cetera, is not going to matter. If anything, it might be a detriment at this point.
Heidi Heitkamp has staked her, you know, post-senatorial reputation on this idea that, you know, we got to get Democrats to know how to talk to people in North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota,
and
one country. Well, exactly. Yeah, they don't talk, period. Don't engage in conversations with people that are different. It's just a way to make money is all it is. But the argument kind of goes away. It'd be tougher to make money when you can't even convince your own state. Texter says, Bernie's win is a sad day for North Dakota. Yeah, it is something.
But
it's a
one-party win, and it's a minority party win. I wouldn't read that much into that.
Texter says, other than your mention of Trump winning North Dakota, I only heard him mention once last night at Fake News. I'd like to know how many votes he got. He had to have beaten Bernie. By the way, that's tough to find. I haven't found it. Well, I'll look again during the break here, but I don't know.
Vegas, I haven't seen that either. Now that you mention it,
I don't know who's doing the counting. I don't know what's going on. I'll try and find out, but we ought to know that number for sure. We have a busy show today. We're live at Midco in West Fargo. They're hosting the Greater North Dakota Chamber Business Roundtable. It's a CEO roundtable, and we'll have a good assessment of their take on the economy and agriculture and finance and technology and healthcare. So looking forward to that today. Plus, Rich Carlgaard of Forbes and Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Petroleum Council all coming up. So don't touch that dial.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll-free at 800-343-0093.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no.
What's on your mind is brought to you by our friends at Puck Clutch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Every Wednesday, we give you a Wednesday Wheels deal right here on the program. Brought to you by Puck Clutch Chevy Buick GMC. right there in Valley City, and of course the Pucklich in Bismarck as well. So this week's feature, a sharp-looking SUV. I have a photo of it today, so I am drooling over this one. You're going to love the price, too. It's a 2015 GMC Yukon XL SLT package. White diamond tri-coat exterior, ultra-comfortable Coco interior, four-door, all-wheel drive, most versatile vehicle on the market, great mileage, only 54,000 on it, brand-new tires. This baby is a steal. Usually on the lot for $37.9 today, only $36 even. That's right, even. It'll take $1,900 off. My, oh my. How about that deal? Let's see here. $37.9 today only. It's yours for $36,898. Okay, there's the right price. $36,898. Over $1,000 off. And it's a local trade, so they know it well. Got navigation, quad seats, DVD, sunroof, and more. Look at this thing. It is sharp. GMC Yukon XL SLT, 54,000 miles. $37.9 yesterday. Today, if you mention us, $36,898. Call them at 800-401-4352 or stop by the showroom in Valley City. 721 West Main in Valley City. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. What's the big story from last night? Texter just said, how about Kramer endorsing Johnson in the Treasurer's race? Is that a big surprise? I think some people have taken that as a big surprise for two reasons. One, they see Thomas Beadle as sort of the establishment candidate, and therefore, you know, Kevin Kramer is going against the establishment here. I don't know what's the establishment. We could spend a week trying to diagnose that and figure that out. The other thing is that, a U.S. senator and racing a candidate for the Treasurer's race, did they do that? I mean, it is one of the races in the North Dakota cycle this year. I don't see it as a surprise for the following reason. And that's because Dan Johnson was an active member of Kevin Kramer's campaign for Senate, like probably one of the top 10 volunteers, like walk on broken glass, go anywhere, take the family. We'll do whatever we got to do kind of volunteers. So obviously Senator Kramer considers him a friend and appreciated his help. And, when you know a friend, you endorse a friend, right? I endorse Tom Campbell. And I don't do a lot of endorsing. I do more talking than endorsing, but Tom Campbell, very good friend of mine. Someone that I know and respect and saw his, doesn't mean I didn't like Kelly Armstrong, just didn't know Kelly as a friend like I know Tom as a friend. So who, of course you can endorse your friends and lend whatever help you can give to them. In that case, the Republican Party faithful said, we're going to endorse Kelly, not Tom. And Tom gracefully stepped aside and there was not a primary battle and Kelly's in Congress today. Okay. That's why you play the game. I don't think it's a reason have a meltdown over it or anything like that. I just think it is what it is. Yep. 467 votes for Donald Trump in Fargo. You doing the math here, Todd? We said we're going to track this down. 467, so Fargo's the big vote getter. 430 in Bismarck. You just got to love Bismarck. It's just such a Republican town.
I do. Yeah. I do love Bismarck.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, when you think about the population difference between Fargo and Grand and Bismarck and just think, 467 in Fargo and 430 in Bismarck tells you everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Minot was next highest at 251, then Grand Forks at 243, and then a bunch under 100, Valley City at 96, Park River at 80, Devil's Lake at 68, Underwood 81. Way to go, Underwood. Dickinson 77 and Absentee 67. So we had 1,860 votes for Donald Trump. Now go back and tell me what the top two vote getters got in the Democratic primary. You have that handy?
Hang on. I had it right here.
Total up Biden and Bernie.
7682 for Bernie, 5742 for Biden.
Say that one more time.
7682 for Bernie.
Biden. For Bernie, okay.
For Bernie. 5,742 for Biden.
All right.
So about 13-4.
Yeah, 2,000 votes on the Republican side. So, I mean, obviously there's no
Well, I don't know that the Republicans felt the need to turn out. It's pretty unanimous.
Right. But, you know, what I'd like to know now is, okay, how does that compare to the last time an incumbent was on the ticket? Because that's been the record-breaking difference. It's been pretty amazing. But I guess why I tell you that is you got nearly 2,000 votes for Trump, and you've got, 12,000 for the two top vote-getters, and Trump doesn't have a race. He does. So very interesting. Right. Very interesting. Texture says, I guess the Underwood vote shows coal miners and plant workers are for Trump. Yeah, I like that. Very good point. Thank you for that. Texture says, you amaze me, Scott. That's all.
I agree. Amaze me, Scott. That's it. That's it?
Yeah. Do you think
Would you like to know why?
Right, because I think that could be a,
Don't just give me the compliment. Let me know why I deserved it if I did.
Well, it could be a backhanded compliment, too.
Oh, that's a good point. Think about that.
What did Joe Biden call that person on the caucus thing? You're a lion, remember the John Wayne movie line? I can't remember what it is, but anyway, they could have something that follows that. We'll see.
Pony faced dog soldier, that one?
I think so, yeah. That's what it was, yeah.
As opposed to what he calls people in auto unions.
Wow. Yeah. That was a beauty. By the way, did you see the media is manipulating this now? So Donald Trump puts out a tweet of Joe Biden, and the Joe Biden claim that Trump's going to win, and they say, well, you didn't let him finish the sentence, so that was out of context.
Oh,
right? Yeah. Never mind that. Look,
if Trump said that, would that also have been the take?
Not exactly a rule in these news media that you wait for the end of the sentence. You take the money line, okay? But let me go the next step further.
Oh,
so yesterday, media were putting out clips of Biden in that story we broke during the show yesterday, where he got into that dust up with the Second Amendment voter. By the way, and he talked about you want to keep your A-14. Your A-14. So he's making up guns now. That was the gaffe number 50.
So we're talking about guns, yeah.
But he at some point said that he was going to slap the guy, threatened to slap the guy, and the media cut that out. Texter makes a very good point. How about the fact that most of the Republicans yesterday were going to vote for Bernie to be the Operation Chaos person yesterday?
Well, the vote doesn't tell us, what their past votes were.
Another texter. I know some of the Bernie supporters, and most live on government assistance. One family brags they get $8,000 in assistance as long as they don't get married and only work cash jobs, and fib a little about living arrangements, and they have expressed their joy of Sanders being president in hopes of getting more.
Yikes. There you go, folks. There's your world.
Yeah. All right. More after this. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials say over 1,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the United States. The number of cases in New York State alone is at 176. Officials effective today taking some major steps to try to slow the spread, especially just north of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo says schools, temples, and other buildings with large gatherings are closing in a section of New Rochelle for the next 2 weeks. That starts tomorrow. Joe Biden celebrating four primary victories yesterday over Bernie Sanders, telling supporters in Philadelphia last night,
"This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on. Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state."
Sanders told reporters last night he's not out of it, and he's looking forward to debating Joe Biden on a Phoenix, Arizona stage on Sunday evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking?
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you quite today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell is going to join us tomorrow on the program. He's got something up his sleeve. I don't know what, but he's got something up his sleeve. So we look forward to chatting with Mike, the founder of MyPillow, and the inventor of this incredible device that allows you to be healthier. And when you are healthier, by golly, everything's better. Most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow, and the most important thing to your health is sleep. So this is a revolutionary product, allows you to adjust the pillow to you. There's not a rocket science to it. The rocket science has been done. It's in the interlocking fill. Once you get it, you throw it in the dryer, you take it out and you adjust it so you get that perfect sleep, get into that REM sleep. MyPillow has now MyPillow towels, MyPillow sheets, and all of it sale price right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and also call 800-506-9028. They'll take care of you. Click on the radio listener specials at MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott. All right, 27 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple more texts here on last night, and then we're going to get to our guest. That's next up on the program. Yesterday, Rush said to vote for Bernie just to mess up their polls. I don't know how many North Dakotans played along, but it would be interesting to know. Another listener said, Scott, can you tell your listeners to quit hoarding TP? You know, I can't believe this is happening. I really cannot believe this is happening. Again, why is it happening? Well, it is happening because people get on TV and say dumb things about how your chances of having to self quarantine and be stuck in one spot and therefore maybe you run out of toilet paper like you're going to be stuck for 6 months. This is just crazy. This is dangerous media doing this stuff. It's really dumb. It's really, really dumb. So, yes, quit hoarding TP. It's ridiculous. And it's in Fargo, too. I know it started in Bismarck, but it's in Fargo, too. I don't know where else. But the shelves are clear of toilet paper. That scares me. It really does, because it says the logic to think is leaving some people. No matter what somebody says about this, again, right now, today, as we sit, this is not a huge health threat to anybody in North Dakota, Minnesota, or South Dakota. Could it progress? Sure. But you know what? A meteorite could hit us too, right? I mean, locusts could show up. I mean, don't play that game. That's just That's just kind of crazy. I don't understand it. Anyway, so that's my public service announcement for the day. We're going to chat next with our friend from the GNDC, Eric, how are you?
I am great. I'm so glad to be here today.
Nice to see you. The Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce is today hosting another CEO roundtable. How many of these have you done now?
We do about 4 years, Scott, in addition to our major events, our policy summit, and our transportation forum. And the thing we love about CEO roundtables is actually going to a business throughout North Dakota so they can highlight what they're doing, but we can also talk about issues that are critical and on the minds of business leaders across the state.
What do you think you're going to hear today from these guys?
You know, we're going to hear, I think, a lot about how private companies are taking the initiative to do a whole variety of innovative things. You know, certainly we're going to be hearing about things in education, how they impact workforce. We're going to hear about Grand Farm, which I think is going to be very, very exciting, the impact that can have on the ag sector. We're also going to be hearing about, you know, things that banks and technology providers are doing to protect our data, to fend off cyber attacks, and to expand broadband access across the state. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting.
Do you think with everything going on nationally, you know, even obviously internationally to a certain extent as it pertains to this oil price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia, do you sense that, you know, being a concern yet in North Dakota?
I'll tell you it's absolutely a concern. The business leaders I was with earlier this week are already looking at, you know, how to cut costs and reductions. Hopefully this is, as our friend Ron Ness said, just a blip. But if this is a long-term protracted thing, it's going to have dire consequences for North Dakota and for our economy. You couple that with the coronavirus concerns that people have, whether they're real or it's hysteria. But nonetheless, it's affecting supply chains for manufacturers. So there's a lot of uncertainty in the market right now, and that's not what we need.
Do you have an official position on whether people should stock up on TP or not from the GNDC?
Well, just speaking on behalf of myself, I hope they don't because I'm sure I need to go pick some up soon.
You know, isn't it just amazing to see stuff like that happen?
Oh, it is.
You scratch your head to say, come on. You know, I mean, the media is a dangerous weapon when they can whip people into a frenzy, and certainly it creates hysteria in the markets and hysteria with consumers and, you know, I wish people just sort of think these things through a little bit.
You know, I agree. I saw a picture on Facebook the other day with a throne of toilet paper around someone's toilet. And it's got to be 6 months worth of toilet paper. And, you know, great, they're going to maybe save money 6 months from now, but there's no need to make a run on that like that today.
Crazy. On the oil front, we obviously don't know. Is it going to be a blip? Is it going to be extended? We don't know. But we know that the international players in oil have tried to break the back of the shale play in North America. It's the biggest threat to them. So there's a real potential. This is going to last a while, and they're going to try this all over again. Meanwhile, we have a state that has oil dollars in every community, in roads and bridges and water projects and all kinds of things, you know, and the biggest taxpayer, you know, for as an industry. What do we do about that if, in fact, that number plummets?
Well, it's certainly concerning. I mean, this could be a kind of repeat of where we were a few years ago, where the state had to make massive cuts. And whether state government is right-sized or not, nonetheless, that shows how dependent we are on a volatile global market. So, you know, my hope is that we bounce back quickly, but, you know, certainly it's going to have an impact. You know, the state funds from oil tax revenue are trending up, but that can be erased in a real hurry if prices remain depressed like this.
So what counsel would you have representing the largest voice for business in North Dakota for, you know, every you know, level of government?
I would say to be cautious, to not count your chickens before they're hatched. You know, that goes from the lowest levels all the way up to the top. I mean, we talk about Operation Prairie Dog in the past and the impact that can have on, you know, getting us ahead on infrastructure throughout the state. Well, if prices remain low, those dollars aren't going to be there, and that's less infrastructure improvements that we're all going to see. That impact the movement of commerce, that really help underpin our ability to export, you know, products from the state and also import needed things to, you know, whether it's in the oil patch or egg commodity or, you know, egg products, anything like that.
I saw gas is at $2.07 today along I-29. So you will have, you know, some benefit there, but obviously a price dropping that low is going to be much harder on the economy and jobs and everything else than it is going to be a benefit for the motoring public. But how about you have a transportation background? What kind of a difference does that make for the trucking industry?
You know, the trucking industry is going to be come through this pretty well in terms of gas prices. What we saw when gas prices went up to, you know, over $4 a gallon, people found efficiencies and they actually were, you know, able to operate okay. So they'll be fine through this. I think the long-term impact of these depressed prices are what the impact is on the economy. You look at oil in our state, and depending on the numbers you use, you know, at the very minimum, it's around 25% that goes to support the general fund. But oil tax revenue really contributes to over 55% of all the state dollars in North Dakota. And that doesn't impact, or that doesn't include the impact on sales tax and other taxes. And granted, we're no friend to taxes, but nonetheless, those are critical to maintaining state government, to operating local government, to, you know, making sure the police are there, the roads are plowed. And so it's a very, very big concern anytime you see something like this happen.
On the tax revenue front, there is a proposal out there to eliminate property taxes in North Dakota and do it by, you know, by the ballot with the voters. I would imagine some of these challenges are going to change that discussion quite a bit. But has GNDC taken a position on that yet?
We haven't yet. We've actually, Representative Becker came in and talked to us about his plan. We're going to give it a thorough look, a tough look. You know, anytime anyone wants to change the Constitution for any reason, we think that it deserves a fair amount of scrutiny because it's going to affect the way we live and operate for years and years to come. And so we're going to take a close look at that and make sure the numbers he's proposing are right or wrong, either way, but we're going to take a close look at that.
What's your big question? What's the question that needs to be answered as you pour through it?
You know, the question is, in what the question I have, what's going to be important is what's in the final ballot language. You know, in hearing about this, that there's going to be no loss of local control, is the ballot language going to reflect that? You know, when the state has taken over county social services, we have seen a loss of local control because instead of every county running their own, there's now county human services districts. And so, you know, we can certainly save money doing that, but are local units of government, are our citizens willing to give up that level of local control? And so that's something that we're going to take a close look at. We're also going to take a look at, you know, just what the numbers are. You know, the gross production tax is really in lieu of property tax that's paid by the oil industry. If we eliminate property tax, does that also eliminate that? So those are the kind of questions that we're going to be asking.
It does worry you that, you know, who doesn't want their property taxes eliminated? You'd have to be dropped
exactly
on your head not to want your property tax eliminated, right? But when that happens, what's the consequence? Where's, you know, where's it going to be? And some people might not care, you know, and so that's a tough argument.
You know, you're exactly right. And you know, one of the other things that local property tax does is it makes people hold their local elected officials accountable. So we want to make sure that that would not be lost in a proposal like this, because those are the, you know, those decisions are best made locally.
There's a finance discussion. There's an agriculture discussion. There is a healthcare industry discussion, workforce discussion. You're doing, you know, some things related to technology. What did I miss?
I think you got it. Yeah, workforce, healthcare, ag. Finance and then connectivity, and so, you know, that one we're looking at people who provide broadband and other communication services in our region. So, you know, we have a great lineup of speakers today. This is one of the strongest lineup of speakers that we've had. I want to thank Midco for, you know, hosting us here today and for a partnership with TechND to put this on.
It's great. It'll be a who's who of CEOs here to hear from other CEOs about key sectors in North Dakota. CEO Roundtable, great idea. The North Dakota Chamber is doing around the state, doing about four or five of these a year and other forums as well. So it's great information to get a sense of what everybody's doing as we maneuver through all this. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much, Scott.
Eric Spencer heads up the Greater North Dakota Chamber, our guest on What's on Your Mind.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows, and a combination of floor rolls rolls at closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DB60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claus 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All of our listeners, they think of stuff like this. Doug sends a note by email. Avoid the panic over coronavirus. Instead of making extra trips to Costco for toilet paper, go donate blood instead. That will be more helpful. There you go. There you go. Exactly right. You know, there is nothing served by angst and panic. Nothing. And I know that it's really easy for somebody to say that to someone that is disturbed or concerned about any particular situation. I mean, could be, okay, I have no money and my car broke down. Whatever it might be. But having no money and your car breaking down, or coronavirus, meaning I need to go get toilet paper, both of those situations, however you decide to handle them, are going to be easier if you have a sense of calm and peace about what you're trying to accomplish. If your gut is in a knot and you're running around with your hair on fire as a result of that, it's not only hot on your head, it's useless. It'll make everything you're trying to do more difficult. So just try and find that that place. Some of our listeners will know Father Larry Richards. He travels the country as a parish out of Pennsylvania, I think it is. But he goes around the country. He does these talks at churches. And he was at our church a number of years ago. And I'll never forget him talking about the following. Like that, okay, if you have any decision to make, like where am I going to go to college? Am I going to buy a flagpole or am I not going to buy a flagpole? Am I going to go to work for this person or not go to work for this? Write it down. You know, option A, option B, and just spend some time with it. You know, pray a little bit about it, look at it, decide. And whichever one ultimately might take a day, might take an hour, might take 5 days, but whichever one gives you ultimately peace and you have a sense of, you know, that's the right one, then you go with it. That's the thing to do with a crisis. Not act instantly and run and get toilet paper or anything like that. All right, let's talk about flagpoles. It's a much more enjoyable subject than buying toilet paper because of the coronavirus crisis. Jim the flagpole guy is here, by golly. Jim the flagpole guy, the one and only Jim the flagpole guy. Can't look at a flag and not think of our man, Jim the flagpole guy, especially if I see a flag that is in a little bit of distress. I get a little bit worried. I don't panic. I don't run and get toilet paper, but I do get a little worried, and I'm always like, should I run in there and tell them they should call Jim the flagpole guy? How do you avoid having that flag that is not being properly displayed? What do you do, Jim?
Well, Scott, you can start by giving me a call and get on my list, because March 23rd, me and Tripper and I, we're going to be leaving, and we're going to come visit anybody that has a flagpole issue, a flagpole repair, a new flag. I'm going to travel all of North Dakota on March 23rd. And if anybody needs any help regarding a flag or a flagpole, I would gladly stop and have a look, discuss, fix the flagpole. We're going to break out. And I humbly, with gratitude, announce the arrival of Tyranny Assault 2.
No.
Which is a 2004 boom truck that will allow me to fix any flagpole up to 50 feet. And speaking of finding peace and making decisions, I've driven my wife crazy for the last 4 years with flagpoles in the front yard and flagpoles in the backyard and everything flagpole. Well, I, in my own time, wanted everything now, but through prayer and vigilance and I just allowed it all to happen, and it's turning out bigger and better than ever, Scott. And with this new edition of Tyranny Assault 2, we're able to perform in a way I've never done before. And I'm just so humbled and grateful for everybody that has supported us and given us the opportunity to reach this new goal.
The Tyranny Assault vehicle, for those that don't know, is... Well, it looks like just a beast, you know, and it has the big red, white, and blue Evel Knievel-like tubes off the back that hold the flagpoles that Jim delivers around the state and the region. And, of course, when you're putting up a flag, what are you doing? You're assaulting tyranny. That's right. You're assaulting tyranny. So it's the way to go. Paul has a question for you in Valley City, Jim. Hang on one sec here. Paul, go ahead with your question for Jim the flagpole guy.
Hey, Jim. Now, a while back, did I hear you talking about making Trump 2020 flags?
Actually, that is one of the things I've been having to be patient of. I have actually begun, I made a windsock, Trump 2020 windsock already. The issue I'm having is I'm one person and I'm with everything going on. Believe it or not, I'm extremely busy right now with everything flagpole. And we do have a new shop. And I'm soon to be going back in that direction where I will make time for that. And I am all for it. If anybody has interest in a Trump flag, a homemade, please give me a call, 701-571-3524, or Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And I fly that. Fly that, baby, Paul. Fly it. Maybe it'll catch fire in Valley City. The number again, 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Tour de force across the region coming from March 23rd. If you need a little flag fix-up, Jim will take care of you. Thank you, Jim. God bless.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.